Los Angeles welcomed them with a dark, moody sky that broke open halfway through breakfast. The drizzle fell gently at first, then more profoundly, in sheets that ricocheted off the sidewalk, spotting the windows of the overcrowded IHOP on Sepulveda. Even at that late morning hour, closing in on 11, every table, booth, and countertop was occupied. Someone, probably the reedy, pimple-ridden shift manager, had set his iMuse to play every awful electro-punk-funk artist in his arsenal, an eternal, cacophonic loop of sinister screeches, the latest craze perpetrated on the teenage masses by a currently dying, again, music industry. The songs, which were forced upon them from four floating speakers hovering in the corners of the room, blasted through the bacon grease-filled air. Each one collided with the other and sounded exactly like, if not worse than, the next, each vying for a top spot in Jacob's memory as the most craptacular and inappropriate accompaniment to breakfast, in this case, pecan praline pancakes and Belgian waffles, which he and Dietrich were trying to consume while also struggling to carry on a conversation. Around them, all was din and dystopia, and for a moment, Jacob looked up from his plate of congealing syrup and butter, wondering if they hadn't wandered into some sort of bizarre casting call. Girls in pale purple tutus performed pirouettes in the aisles. Boys in wranglers, cowboy boots, and spurs played horseback with imaginary whips and a few misplaced whinnies. A couple of the dads wore big red clown noses and frizzy orange afro wigs. And many of the moms fed their saurian offspring lines from scripts as they themselves shoveled Eggs Benedict into their mouths.
"I thought you told me in L.A. the sun is continuous," Dietrich said, his German accent far more pronounced when he was tired or irritated. Or both, which was currently the case, Jacob suspected.
"And I thought you told me it rarely snowed in Berlin," Jacob said. "I guess we both did some exaggerating."
"I realize the historical and momentous ramifications of rainfall in this part of America, but still I was hoping we would leave that damp far behind us in Germany," he said, his heavy, dark soul more crestfallen than usual, his jet-lagged disappointment already palpable and nearly unbearable to Jacob.
Too tired to rise to the bait, Jacob just smiled, blinking his burning brown eyes, wanting nothing more than to get to his brother's house in the San Fernando Valley, take a shower, then fall into a deep, uninterrupted coma of sleep. However, the famished and equally fatigued Dietrich had spotted the quaint facade of the International House of Pancakes.
"I hop, you hop, we all hop for I hop," he sang, pointing at the Dutch-inspired house with its orange cantilevered roof and blue trim,
and had asked Jacob to stop. More like commanded, but Jacob was used to it. He applied a new varnish of syrup to his stack of rubbery pancakes in the hopes of revitalizing his appetite, which had flagged the moment the waitress had set the plate in front of him. So there they were, still only a few blocks from LAX, one of the most dreaded points of re-entry into the country for Jacob, who never imagined he'd find himself back here so soon. God only knew how long it would take to get to Calabasas with this traffic, he thought, where his mishpucha, the immediate ones, were gathering like a terrifying golem made from the clay of behavioral tics and personality disorders, a litany of ills and a penchant for hypochondriasis and full-blown neuroses, with bouts of accompanying sanctimony, blinding narcissism, and a plain old-fashioned wrath-of-God-style guilt, which bound it all together in one neat package.